Absolutely, and it's fun because the truth is I never believed in spirituality. That's why I got into the sciences. You know, show me the genes, show me the chemistry, show me the mechanics, and I believed in the mechanism. But as that work on stem cells 40 years ago started to reveal to me, what I was programmed with was incorrect knowledge. And the joy for my life today is that having gone from that mechanistic point of view and victim point of view into to the A, learning a new science, and B, and this was the more important part, because I said, when I first understood the new science and I was out lecturing to anybody that would listen, I loved it. I would just go out there and say, listen, if you understand what I'm talking about, you can create the most fabulous life. And people in those days, in my early days, would be in the audience and they would cock their heads and they'd go, you know, Lipton, for a guy who says you know this stuff, your life doesn't look so good. And that's when it hit me. And that again was a separation of what's the difference between conscious and subconscious. Consciously, I was totally aware of all this new science, and subconsciously, I still was operating from the programs that I grew up with. So while even though I had all this new knowledge, my life still wasn't anything I wanted to talk about. But once I became aware that, oh my God, I have to actually make my knowledge my experience, and then started to program it, then I have to honestly tell you this. I went from a non-spiritual position of, hey, we're victims of the world, to I live in a completely different world. I have changed my whole world, and I did, you know, honestly, and the joy of it is to say this, that if there is a heaven, I fully believe it is right here, because I have turned my life into a creative life, and changed that, and lived a separate from the scariness that other people are involved with, because they're still living off their old programs.
Well, I mean, thank you for sharing that with us also, and being so candid about that, because that is one of the things that we all face, is we have the knowledge, but then actually applying it to our lives is a totally different thing. Same that goes with environmentalism. We can be hear statistics about the global warming of the planet for decades until we actually physically implement it into our lives is when the difference will definitely occur around us. So I want to thank you so much for helping us really see how important, I mean, the absolute relevance of taking responsibility for our own lives, for making change in our own lives, by getting the information and just, you know, taking that message home. And I'm just encouraging people just to sit with it and to think about how you could change your perception of the way that you live your life, about the job situation or health situation or whatever it is. If you can start to change the perception in your mind, that will then create the environment for the cells to change and to shift. And Bruce has seen it in a petri dishes for decades, talked and lectured about it for decades. I believe you are the foremost authority on this, and I want to thank you so much for spending time with us this afternoon. I truly love, 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 love what you have to say and who you are in this world. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Lisa, I want to thank you, and I want to thank all the listeners. I want them to also recognize this. Yes, this upheaval is happening. This evolution is happening right now. And it's necessary for us to turn the corner so we can regain balance and harmony in the world. And I just want people to know that the outcome is fabulous, and we're going to go through this transition. And if you can really become aware of what's going on, then it's not so scary, because if you're unaware of what's going on, this world could be very scary very, very soon. And what I want people to know is this change is required. This evolution is required. This breaking down of the structure is necessary because the structure is not sustaining us, and that the new structure will be the one that we will live and thrive with, and we have to go through the transition. And if you're not aware of where we're going, then it does get to look kind of frightening, and yet I want people to look beyond the frightening part, because rather than getting caught up in the breaking down of the old system, we should be actually just starting to manifest how will we live into the new system, because as we start living into the new system, it will manifest around us.
Because that is ultimately, as we started this entire call by saying, the entire goal of this entire thing is to create peace. And that is why you're the recipient of the 2009 GOI Peace Award. Is it GOI or G-O-I?
It's G-O-I in G-O-I. Japanese, so GOI or something GOI. Like that. I said that to my mom, who is Jewish, of course, and I said, I won the GOI Award, and she said, what?
Okay.
So we picked that one up.
That's a great note to end on, because laughter is absolutely critical.
Thank you, and thank you, and thank all the listeners. I so appreciate this because collectively, the future is ours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Thanks. Thanks so much, Bruce. Have a wonderful time in New Zealand, and I'll speak with you very soon. And
thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And people, definitely go to that link. I want you to get Bruce's DVDs. They're phenomenal. I'm going to sign up for this package right when I hang up. It's 4 DVDs, The New Biology, The Biology of Perception, The Psychology of Change, Nurture Nature, The Power of Love, and As Above, So Below, 5 bonus interviews. There's a special gift on there as well. If you click on theawareshow.com/Lipton, go to the special offer button. Down there, you'll also find the free download of an excerpt from his book. Great, fabulous, powerful stuff. You guys have a great, fabulous, empowering day with all this new information. Go out there and change your perception. You know what it does to your genes now. You know how it affects your entire physiology. Go out there and look at life differently and thrive and create peace in your body and your harmony in your lives and your communities. I love you all, and I will speak with you or hear you guys again tomorrow. Thank you so much for all of your questions. Have a beautiful, blessed day, and continue to stay aware.